Hello, saddies. All right, before we dive into anything at all today, let's take a deep breath. I haven't meditated in so long, so I think it would be beneficial to do this while on air. Let's breathe in. You like feel your body just becoming less tense. Yeah, it feels good. Like, honestly, I need to lay down and meditate. I gotta go work tonight, so. Ugh. Not excited. My last shift was horrible. Like, my managers had to spoon feed me. I've been serving for 3 years. 3 years, and you would have never known it from that night. I was busy the entire time and only made $50 because I was all over the place, honestly. Let me say my usual, like, if I hope you're listening to this podcast and you're sad about something, that by the time you finish listening to this, hopefully you won't be sad, or you'll be less sad, you know. Maybe you'll take something out of this, and whoever's making you sad also. I had a weird thought today, and I will share that weird thought in a second, but first I'm going to talk about my own emotions. I don't feel anything today. I didn't do anything today. I woke up. I slept all day because I have to work at 4, which is usually what I do on days when I have to work at 4, which is why I hate working night shifts. I'd rather just work in the morning. But, yeah. So, I've worked tonight, but I just slept all day. My people have been calling me, texting me, trying to get me to go places. And I'm like, no, like, I have $45 and rent is due next week. So, in like 4 days. I hate February. I really do. Like, honestly, like I said, I am black and I do appreciate having Black History Month. But, like, why is it in, like, it's literally the shortest month of the year. Like, February is just a stressful ass month because rent comes around in 3 weeks instead of 4. Ugh. That's almost 5 more days. 4 to 5 more days to where you could come up with rent money. Nope. I hate February. Like, I literally square the fuck up February. If February was a person, I would stomp February in the street. Not really, but, like, and also, I my other podcast about, like, fuck Valentine's Day, for real, that's the stupidest holiday. You don't have to pick one day a year to show somebody that you really love them. You can do that shit every week, every day, every month, every minute if you want to. So, whatever. Some people like it. But, so I ain't gonna shit on it too much. I will keep my sour, salty, single opinion to myself. But just know, I hope you feel it through this podcast. If you love Valentine's Day, I hope you feel how much I disapprove of that. And also, I do like the, like, Galentine's. Like, I love going out with my friends, but shit, every day is Galentine's Day. Me and my bitch is always drinking. All 8,000 of them. Take more deep breaths, honestly. Now that my deep breaths are over, I do think I'm gonna pause this and regroup. Did have a story I wanted to tell. And that story is a little bit scandalous. It's not scandalous. Okay. I was thinking the other day that I need to delete my OnlyFans. So if you're interested in hearing that story, stay tuned, because I will, you know, vibe back on that. All right, saddies, and I am back. Honestly, I did not move. I didn't drink any water. I did nothing. I just sat here. So yeah, but back to this episode. I had a weird thought the other day. Like, honestly, getting a sugar daddy is seeming more like something that I need to do, because I don't feel like I can work this serving job and get where I want to get in life. Maybe I need to apply to a different place so I can make more money. I like serving, but it's definitely not something I want to do forever. Like, I've seen firsthand what it does to people who serve forever, and it's not pretty, nor flattering, nor fun. So I think, yeah, I don't know. So I gotta get that in check. I'm gonna just kind of pray, manifest a better job and a better job situation, because I don't even know what I want to do. Honestly, I love making podcasts. So like I said, like I be saying, you know, if you have a friend who might get a kick out of this podcast for whatever reason, because something wrong with them, like it's something wrong with me, go ahead and, you know, drop them the link, let them listen to it. But on another note, I was going to talk about my feelings. I tried to go get groceries the other day because I got to pay rent soon, so I need to have me a little bit of food up in this bitch to eat. Miserable. I went to not one, but two grocery stores, and they did not have what I wanted. And I feel like, honestly, like, since COVID, everything's just kind of been, like, awful at grocery stores. I mean, I remember we had that whole little time where we were out of toilet paper and stuff. But, like, now, I can't even, I don't know. I was looking for, like, this low-carb bread. It's because I'm not supposed to have that much bread and pasta and stuff like that. So, I try to find, like, better alternatives, because they make good alternatives. I went to two stores, didn't have what I was looking for. I put all of my shit back and left both times. Because, I was over it. My friends were like, we were supposed to go have a picnic. No. We just went to a brewery instead. I was like, clearly the universe doesn't want me to eat. First brewery we went to wasn't even serving the food. So I'm like, yeah, at this point, I'm not even supposed to just eat. I'm supposed to just lay down and die somewhere. That's supposed to be it. Because how I went to two places and neither one of them got food. Three places, including both grocery stores. And they had food. They just didn't have the food that I wanted. So, but like I said, it's looking like getting a sugar daddy is seeming more, you know, realistic. I used to have one of those, I need to delete my OnlyFans. It never took off, you know. I was not popping on OnlyFans. And I wasn't, like, showing no ass or nothing, like, so don't even, and don't, first of all, even if I was showing ass, don't judge people who have OnlyFans. Don't, like, that's how they survive. And don't judge no type of sex worker, because what are you doing? Okay, then. They out there happy. Mind your business. So, I wasn't showing ass, but I was trying to make some money off some, like, I have really cute feet. So, I was trying to make some money off some feet pics. No. Can't even afford a pedicure right now because I'm so broke. So, I can't post feet pictures with the same pedicure I've had for 3 months. On my OnlyFans. So then I'm gonna delete it because it really wasn't getting me anywhere. I was trying to sell me a cute little feet pic, you know, every once in a while, because people will buy it. But I also have really big feet, so I don't know. I'm trying to get me and my friends out the hood, okay? So I definitely do need to delete my OnlyFans. It's not making me no money. Only coin. It's not making me no only coin. It's only making me sad that it's still open. Now, I really do hate when people judge the people about getting OnlyFans. So I think that's so weird. Because it's not only like nudes and stuff. People can cook on there and start an OnlyFans. Like, and on top of that, like, why are you so upset? Like, why would you be so upset about somebody else making money from that? Like, it's just not, it's just like any other type of sex work. I mean, I really get it, but people be upset. They be like, oh my God, I can't believe she has OnlyFans. And what you got? -$3 in your account while she over here making bread? Worry about you. What you got? A dirty room? Laundry that need to be folded? Car that need to be washed? Car that need an oil change? You got groceries in your fridge? Huh? Your power bill been paid? Okay, then worry about all that first, and then worry about somebody else and how they making money. So that's literally all you have to do when people start coming from you. Ask them if their room clean. It's a huge insult. But yeah, seeking arrangement ain't looking too bad right about now, but I don't know. I'm just gonna stay patient because I do feel like things, I don't want to push anything too far. I don't want to move off the track that I'm destined to go in, you know? Not that that would test, like, not that having a sugar daddy or having OnlyFans would move me off any track that I'm destined to go in, like, you know? But I definitely want everything that is meant for me to come to me. Also, right now is a good time to manifest stuff. None of the planets are in retrograde, I've seen on the internet, so nothing's blocking you. I don't know what each planet means, so I need to learn that. And I do like the zodiac stuff. So, but I can't tell y'all my zodiac sign because I feel like that would give away a little bit of my identity. My identism. I do need to set up an Ask FM though, because I did want people to be able to ask me questions rather than me just sit here and ramble. And I do give good advice. Like, literally, one of my friends has been staying with me because he got cheated on, and his partner has not moved out of the house, and seeing his partner gives him anxiety. So he'll come over here and stay with me every once in a while, and I love that. Like, it's just so nice. Another thing I want to talk about, shows, TV shows. I watch a disgusting amount of Jane the Virgin. Like, it's just my throw-on show. Like, honestly, while I'm recording this podcast right now, it's on my TV. It's muted, so it doesn't pick up any of the sound, but it's just like my throw-on show. It'll just play and play and play and play. And I like that show. I'll watch Rick and Morty all day, every day. I'll watch, I have been watching Good Girls lately. Like, that show came back on, what's I about to say? On Netflix, the third season finally came out. Oh, that main mom, the HBIC, forget her name. It's not like Amy or some shit. I don't know what her name is. Beth. It's Beth. It's Elizabeth. That's her name. Beth is my favorite. She's just such a bad bitch. And that chemistry she has with Rhea, the drug, I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. I don't want that for me because I ain't gonna be scared. Like, I feel like I couldn't date a drug dealer. Like, I feel like I'm too pussy for that shit. I am. I'm very... And also, let me just change. I don't like when people use the word pussy as an insult. That should be a term of empowerment. Because pussy runs the world. It starts the world. Ends the world. But in this sense, in this case, I am gonna use it as an insult, and that I say I am not strong enough to date a drug dealer or anything like that, because I don't want to have to, like, I'm a very open person. I know I haven't revealed my identity, but that's because I literally just don't want people always fucking bothering me or talking about me or other people trying to get clout off my name. What, I don't even have any clout. Like, this, first of all, let's not get this twisted. Not many people even listen to this podcast. Like, I know. I have the analytics, okay? Anchor tells you who listens to your podcast. Not who specifically, each person. Don't give me their phone number. But it tells me when people are listening. And if this ever becomes something big, I don't want people being like, oh, I knew her, she's this way. Let's not get it twisted. There are definitely people that don't like me, and there are definitely motherfuckers that I don't like. And any, like, and I don't want, other than that though, I don't want, you know, just people attaching themselves to me, because people already do that in general. And I don't mind being that caring figure in people's lives, but I don't want people being attached to me or coming towards me with ungenuine energy or things that are just for themselves, or like things to better themselves, or like to move themselves further. Like, I promise you, if I ever get anywhere famous, anywhere close to rich, I am taking all the same friends I have right now. It won't be no new people in my circle, or I'll be alone. They always say it's lonely at the top, and that's fine. I was born alone, I'll die alone. But I just don't, other than that, other than me keeping my identity a secret on here, I am a very, like, open book, and I'll tell people anything. I kind of forgot what I was even talking about, honestly. I just was rambling, but I'm very open. Maybe I should listen to it, but let's not. I don't feel like stopping and starting and doing all this other stuff, and I gotta get ready for work. But I just don't, I don't know. I don't want people to be so obsessed with me, because that happens in real life now, and I'm like literally not, I don't feel like I'm anything to obsess over, but people like seem to think that I'm just this person who is just so unique and different, and I appreciate that, and I definitely agree, but I don't, come on, I don't glow in the dark. So I don't want to be put up on like this pedestal, but I appreciate people thinking so highly of me, because I really do. I have worked to become this person that I am. And I mentioned that a couple episodes ago about how in high school, I very much was not the same person that I am right now. I didn't like the person I was, but the thing is, you can change anything about yourself that you don't like. So what is the point of not liking yourself? You have to live with yourself. Just doesn't make sense. But also, if you're hearing this and you are sad, get the fuck up and go eat something. Go eat. You're probably feeling like irritable. You're probably, your energy is probably low, but get up and go eat, you know? I don't know if somebody needs to tell you that, but I'm here to tell you that. Go get up and eat. You deserve a meal. Don't be scared. It's so, I understand that though. I am a woman, and I do get, I'm not in the best shape, and I don't have the healthiest relationship with my body, but living in the place I live in, the country I live in, it is so, obviously I'm American. But it's they make it so hard to have a healthy relationship with food. And then the food they do serve us is garbage. It's not proportioned right. I don't know. But eating, you need to eat. If you haven't eaten. I need to eat. I also have not eaten. And it is 1:19 in the afternoon. I also haven't been up but for an hour. So, you know, gotta let my appetite set in. But I've been eating a lot of garbage lately, so I'm scared the next time I eat, I'm gonna get sick. Yeah. And I gotta go to work, so I don't really wanna eat nothing and then get sick before work, because I really need to make money. but I don't know. I feel like I'm very centered lately. If y'all hear that crunchy sound, that's me scratching my hair. I have thick ass hair. It's so thick. You know, and that's the one thing they don't tell you about going natural. They be like, cut your hair off, go natural. It is so hard to deal. Like, it's not so hard to deal with natural hair. I deal with my own hair. But let's just say if I could afford to pay someone to do my hair, I would. If I could afford to pay someone to drive me around, I would. If I could afford to pay someone to do literally everything that I don't want to do. My dream is to save enough money to build a big house with a movie theater, a gym, a pool, everything fun that I could do just at home, and just have endless groceries, always have my stuff stocked, have like a staff, have like top-notch security at my house, full bar, and just drink all day and just have friends over and have fun. Like, that's my goal. I want to buy a big house, and I know my friends will come live in it with me. I think that's everybody's goal. But yeah, also, I don't know who else needs to hear this, but drink some water, put that Diet Coke down, drink you some water. You need a little bit of agua. I don't know what else to talk about. I do need to set up an Ask FM, and I do need to, like, I hope that, like, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, oh my gosh, she's, you know, wanting to quit her job. If you want to quit your job, quit your job. Have another job lined up, though. The universe is not gonna supply you with funds that you need to survive, like, in a capitalistic society, which is the one we live in. Meaning, the universe does supply you with, like, things that you need to survive, but as far as, like, money, you gotta get that yourself. And even the universe can provide that. I'm learning slowly but surely. Get a new job. If you wanna move away, move away. Oh, if your family's toxic, don't feel obligated to talk to them either. I have a bunch of toxic family members, like, or just people that are so, like, set in their ways, and they don't realize how that's, like, causing them unhappiness. Like, hope my family never listens to this, but, my father's sister, amazing woman, she gets so upset if you don't do what she tells you to do, though. And it's just like, I love you, and I love that you helped me out so much in life, but this is my life. This is my life. You can't tell me what to do, you know? But no, some people don't realize, like, you have to love people. When you love someone unconditionally, you have to love them through that. Like, you don't get to pick and choose when you, like, want to love them based off whether they're listening to you or not. Like, you have to, you know, kind of power through that. And she, no, and she gets upset at anything I do, or my dad does, or my other uncle does. She is just like, not having it. Like, she will throw a tantrum and yell, and it's just like, it's just like, oh girl, calm down. And then, like, I don't know. Me and my friend were talking on the phone about how certain parentals can be certain ways, like, overbearing because of how they were treated. And I was saying how one of my parents is very overbearing because they didn't get enough love as a child. And it's very obvious, but now they're, like, smothering me. Or they're like, you should go to school and do this and be a lawyer. No, baby, you should have done that. You should have did that. That's what you wanted. I don't want to be a lawyer. And I've thought about going to law school because I've seen some things. And I genuinely want to understand the law. I'm broke. Can't afford to do that. So, but just having people that are so like, you should do this. I have a couple people in my life, actually, and they don't hear from me very often because they're always just like, you need to do this with your life. This is what, no, go to hell. You do that with your life. This is my life. I get to live it how I decide. You know, if I'm not hurting nobody else, why does it matter if I'm, you know, doing whatever, like, but I'm going to stop rambling because I feel like I've been doing that. I hope these episodes by myself are just as interesting as like when I have episodes with people, because I feel like they are. They don't get that much play. But, you know, I hope that if you guys are listening to this, you know, you get up, go take a shower, go eat, go for a run, get some fresh air, and realize that like little incidents don't define you. And little incidents don't stop the world around you. So you have to get up and keep going. You go out and you do things. You have to take your happiness, kind of, in the society we live in. You definitely have to take it. You go back. You go out there and take your happiness. Go get a pedicure. Go get some brunch. Go make you a mimosa, you know? Or if you don't like champagne like I do, go get you a bottle of Tito's and drink it straight. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But, you know, just get out of bed. Go eat. Go shower. Feel a little bit better. Watch a show. Try to stop thinking about whatever you're obsessing over. And, you know, don't feel bad. You're human. So be kind to yourself. Be easy with yourself. And share this podcast. But I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But, you know, I'm signing off. I'm sending you guys happy girl vibes. And I hope that, you know, you feel a little bit better today.